This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. It is Wednesday. It is 6:31 and 86 and sunny right now. Tonight, getting down to a low of 59. Tomorrow, high of 83. There will be some scattered showers coming through. And then on Friday, high of 77, low of 55. I mean, really, the weather is going to be cooling off just a bit, which is nice, a good thing. Looking forward to that. Let's talk about the police. Really a shocking story out of Baltimore where video has now found police officers planting evidence at a crime scene. We'll get to that. But I want to also talk about what President Trump said last week, which personally shocked me. First thing he said that really kind of blew me back a bit. Bobby Kimbrough Jr. with us, law enforcement expert, author of Surviving the Stop, a man that has spent an entire career, decades in law enforcement, ending at the Justice Department. Bobby, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you here. Now, this is what President Trump said. I think people have heard this. Here's a bit of it. To the Suffolk County Police Department last Friday, and he was talking about how they need to handle people they arrest.
And when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
I should note the press secretary said he was joking. You heard the cheers. I wanted to get your thoughts on what he said, Bobby. What did you think?
Well, honestly, Mike, you know, I don't believe in speaking negative about the commander chief, no matter who he is. All I can say, let's pray for him. I didn't find it as a joke, and I thought that it was very inappropriate.
Now, I mean, as a room full of police officers, what did you make of the cheers you heard afterwards?
You know, that kind of bothered me because the integrity of law enforcement is being questioned all over America. I mean, great officers who don a vest and a badge every day, their integrity is being questioned by the climate that exists in America. So for the commander-in-chief to joke about that, I thought that wasn't appropriate. It was not. It didn't have no place nowhere. Nowhere. Mm-hmm. We need to be healing and mending officers and citizens. But to create that division, that line again, I mean, that's what the people think already. Why would you add fuel to a fire? Yeah. That's crazy, Mike.
Well, it sounded like he was speaking to in a certain way. I was trying to understand what he was getting at. Because he said, you know, when you show up at a scene and someone's killed somebody, this assumption that someone's guilty right off the bat. Is that something police officers kind of face where they're they're being asked to handle someone gently who's just done something absolutely horrible?
I think that you can't assume nothing in law enforcement. I mean, your job is to serve and protect. Let the jury, let the prosecutor, and let the judge be the judge, jury. We're not in the business to judge. We're not in the business to arrest a man and say, okay, he's guilty just based on what I see when I arrive. Because sometimes what we see is not really the facts. What we see sometimes is not really the evidence. Mm-hmm. As we've seen many years, countless incidents and cases throughout this country.
Yeah, did he, when he said that, though, do you think he struck a chord with some police officers and kind of how they feel from being on the job for many years?
You know what I think? Just my personal opinion, I think what he said, the plot or the chuckle that he got, they gave him that because he was the commander-in-chief and they really didn't want him to laugh at his own joke. So they just joined in with him to support him. I refuse to believe that men and women that serve and protect, that the citizens have given their trust to, would subscribe to some tomfoolery like that.
Talking to Bobby Kimbrough Jr., law enforcement, a man who spent decades in law enforcement himself, and and I wanted really to talk about this Baltimore case, because Baltimore, of course, is in the news with the Freddie Gray case. Well, now it turns out some of their officers were planting evidence on people and actually got caught on their body camera, which is amazing. I guess my question is, how common is this in practice, do you think?
I don't think that's common. I refuse to believe that that's common. Mm-hmm. What I've always said is that you have bad police, bad preachers, disc jockeys, bad doctors and lawyers. I'm saying is that I don't think that it's common practice. Mm-hmm. I think that it's totally against the norm. And I think when we find that, we need to weed it out, and we need to address it with the full strength of the law. Because what you've done, once again, is you question the integrity of good men and women who serve and protect and put their lives on the line. Yeah. I mean, it's people, badges that are crying now.
What's the rationale now? What would make a police officer, because it was a pattern for this particular officer, what would make them make it a habit of doing that?
Mike, I've said this every time you and I talk. This is what I'll say, and I'll say it again, is that there is no police department in the country that does intermittent testing psychological on its officers. They're saying that it's too expensive. But I believe, because the stress and the nature of the job, that every 2 years an officer shall go, some type of testing.
Well, because no question. But here's my question. Do you have situations where officers have seen people get away when they know that they've done something, and they get to a point where they say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen again?
You know what? I've seen people get away that I thought was guilty, I thought should be in jail, but that's not my place. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get in somebody else's lane and you become judge, jury, and executioner, that's when the problems start. That's when the corruption starts. Mm-hmm. That's when the conspiracy starts. That's when the integrity of law enforcement gets hammered.
Right, but how frustrating is it when you really, you are certain that this person has done something wrong or horrible, and it's just a matter of one or two pieces of evidence that could either put them down or they can just go walking off? How tough is that?
Every officer across the country that have worked in investigative, complex, long investigations that I've worked in, many a times you say, I just need this one piece of evidence that will put this case together. But what you have to say to yourself is, he's got to be right every time. All I've got to do is catch him wrong one time, and I've got him. So that's where patience, due diligence, and doing your job comes into place. You can't rush to do, well, let me plant some evidence, or let me do this, because then what has happened now, every case that they have touched, mm-hmm. those people probably are going to be released or their records expunged, because their credibility is no good no more. They're giggly old. Mm-hmm. They could never testify in a courtroom or a criminal court now. Their integrity is done.
And it was interesting because he got caught by his own body camera, right? It was apparently...
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't know it was set to record before he turned it on. It caught 30 seconds ahead of what... And he didn't know that at the time. Now, what does that tell you? The fact that he had turned off his body camera... Is that something we should now be aware of, like for the shooting in Minneapolis where...
You should never turn the body cam off. You should never. The body cam is there for one purpose, documentation. It's also to show that you're saying what took place, and also to dispute any other thing that is not captured. But if we get into the business of cutting it off and cutting it on, then you give the prosecutor, you give the defense attorney another way to come in and say, how do we know that this officer didn't do this? It's the same thing they did in such and such a place. Mm-hmm. That's why we've got to maintain integrity of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Kimbrough Jr. here on WILS. And when you go to court, right, and a police officer says, look, I found this bag of cocaine on this guy here, is that pretty much open and shut? Or, do you have that kind of credibility typically where it's not really going to be challenged in any effective way?
A lot of times when you go to court, you have to show, you have to mark evidence, you have to photograph where it was at in its natural position. In the federal system, we even do fingerprints on the bag. That way, if you say you didn't touch it and we find your fingerprints on the bag, mm-hmm. then that's another issue. So it's a lot more than just, okay, I got it, now let's go to court and charge him. Mm-hmm. You know, but in this case right here on the state or the local police level, they were caught by the body cam, not once, but this has been going on by several officers.
Wait, right, and there were a couple of officers standing watching him while he was doing
this. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but are you saying it's a mental issue for all of them, or is it something else? Because, you're talking about a group of officers. Now, do you feel they all are mentally unstable at that point?
I think that it's a culture. Once you go down that road and you band with people that are not fit to serve, you start serving and protecting one another. You know, I've listened to Mark Furman personally and listen to some of the things he said about how they would go out to the baseball diamond, a group of them. So you develop your own clique mm-hmm. within the police department. Every business corporation has a group of people that We bond together. Even though we work in a building with 100 people, there are five or two that may click together.
Yeah.
But when that click starts doing things that is ill will or against the policies and procedures, the integrity of that company or that police department, that's the problem. That's an issue.
It's so tough because you're talking about not only coworkers but people who rely on each other to survive,
exactly.
Right, to live.
Exactly.
And so you're expecting one of them to turn their back and essentially throw all their friends into prison. Is that it?
Exactly.
That's a tough one.
You're expecting that, but guess what? That's what needs to happen, though.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. Because at the end of the day, that's my integrity, my family I got to go home to, right? Now, as this unfolds, if they end up charging these guys, now you stood and watched somebody. You became part of a conspiracy that you didn't have to be a part of. Well, you could have said, you know what? We're not doing that. Somebody's got to step up because there are good men and women that serve and protect every day.
Do you think police officers generally see this and are disgusted, or do they understand it on some level?
I think the ones that serve and protect and do their job honestly and openly, they're disgusted. They're angry. I talk to guys every day, and they're saddened by this. And what they say is that, Kimbo, every chance you get a chance to speak to somebody, please tell them that that's not police departments across the country as a whole. Those are bad individuals that are within police departments.
Yeah, but if you're not in that circle, is there really any way? I mean, this guy got caught with a camera, but is there really any way to crack these things other than an accidental camera turn on like this guy did?
Yes. Every 2 years that we have things in place to where you have to take the polygraph. You have to take the psychological. Have you ever done anything planting evidence? That'll stop that.
Interesting. So just a polygraph test, just ask the question outright, and there you go.
Yeah, the federal government has an agent. The federal government has an opportunity. If they want to bring you in for a polygraph, they can for anything. The police department needs to institute the same procedures. Mm-hmm. Every so many years, you need to be called in psychological and placed under the machine and say, hey, have you violated? Now, not something as simple as violated picking up the phone or using the phone or taking a pen home, but have you violated planted evidence? Have you abused anybody? Things of that nature. Yes, without question. That would stop all of that.
If you don't pass the polygraph, you're simply out, right? Just like that.
If you don't pass the polygraph, then guess what? We need to talk.
Right, well, exactly.
We need to put you on desk duty.
They can begin to look at you closer, yeah.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense, Bobby. That seems like that should absolutely happen. I don't know how much money it would cost, but that would really weed out the bad apples.
It's a lot cheaper than the insurance policies and the lawsuits they're paying out now. I can assure you of that.
Bobby Kimbrough Jr., find his book, Surviving the Stop, Surviving the Stop, and also find him online at bobbykimbrough.com. Bobby, always very interesting. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.